Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
I'm Alias,
Toto,
Leslie,
Margaret,
Chloe,
Israel,
Joseph,
Karina,
Marjorie. Welcome to
Dreams of the Ivy League.
Welcome to our first part. Mexico celebrates a Ghost Festival, also known as a Dead Man's Day or Death Day, from October 31st throughout the country. November the 1st is regarded as a Yuling Festival in Mexico for people to memorize a dead child, and November 2nd is the Chengling Festival to memorize the adults. These 2 days are collectively referred to as a Ghost Festival. This festival in Mexico has many similarities and differences with Halloween in Western countries. It shows a strong national cultural characteristic of India.
Mexico Ghost Festival is a product of the combination of Indian culture and Spanish culture, which is dominated by Indians' indigenous culture. The local festival in India is celebrated in July and August every year. The Aborigines think that the ghosts will come back home for the festival if they can be treated well, so that the people living in the coming year will be blessed with no disease and no disaster, and the crops will also have a big harvest. November the 1st and the 2nd is the traditional ghost festival in Latin America every year. People from all over Latin America started various colorful activities to celebrate this traditional festival.
During the Festival of Souls, people in Mexico will have the remains of their dead relatives from the graveyard and wash them carefully, then bury them back. They believe that every year in November the 2nd is the day for the souls of the dead to go home. Before that day, the remains of the dead must be cleaned. On the second day, a grand celebration will be held in Mexico to celebrate the reunion with their forefathers. On the day of the festival, the poor people went there for a traditional memorial ceremony. Besides offering flowers and wine to the tombstones, poor people will also hold a dinner party beside this to wake the souls of the dead.
The movie Coco is set in the Mexico Day of the Dead. The Mexicans are happy to celebrate the completion of the life cycle. The sacrifice of the dead is not sad, and people even sing and dancing all night, hoping to celebrate the festival with the dead. Mexicans believe that when they die, they simply go to another world, even a much better one than the real world, and continue their lives. And in the movie, we see miracles. It is believed that the spirits of the dead visit the living during the celebration.
Paper picado also plays an important role in the Day of the Dead celebrations. In pre-Columbian times, people hung paper over altars to represent the wind. Those papers may have included images of deities. Paper picado is now used in modern-day altars. They include images of skulls or flower designs.
Hello everyone, this is our Word and Slang part. Today we're going to talk about some words and slangs related to Qingming Festival, one that we've just enjoyed last week.
I'm Leslie.
I'm Margaret. First, First, let's talk about the name of the festival. Usually, we would translate it directly into Qingming Festival, which has distinctive Chinese characteristics, but it's difficult for native English speakers to pronounce. Sometimes, we can also call it Pure Brightness Festival, because its Chinese name means clear and bright. This name originated from Qingming Jieqi, one of the 24 solar terms in the Chinese solar calendar. This solar term comes after the spring equinox and lasts 15 days, while the weather is getting nice and warm. Also, it is known as Tom Sweeping Day, for it is an old tradition that people go sweeping the tom in memory of their ancestors. Stretching back to Tang Dynasty, which depicted a beautiful scenery where it rained lightly in the spring and the passerby was looking for a restaurant to drink. Sometimes people would argue that Chinese has its unique beauty that can't be translated, but we have to admit that all languages are extraordinary. Translation is a form of art. Sometimes it can change a kind of beauty into another version, still charming. Here are three English versions of this poem, all of which were translated by established Chinese translators. Let's have a look and choose which one you love most. First one comes from Wu Jingtao. It drizzles thick and fast on a pure brightness day. I travel with my heart lost in dismay. Is there a public house somewhere, cowboy? He points at Apricot Village far away. The second version is by Xu Yuanchong, who is the elderest online celebrity because of a hot TV program called The Readers. A drizzly rain falls like tears on the morning day. The mourner's heart is going to break on his way. Where can a wine shop be found to drown his sad hours? A cowherd points to a cot made apricot flowers. The final one comes from the couple Yang Xianyi and Dan Aidie. They translated many Chinese classical literature works together, which were applauded widely both in China and overseas. It drizzles endless during the rainy season in spring. Travelers along the road look gloomy and miserable. When I ask a shepherd boy where I can find a tavern, he points at a distant hamlet nestling amidst apricot blossoms. There are also festivals similar to Qingming Festival all over the world. In Mexico, people memorize their ancestors on Day of the Dead, when people put an altar for them, which is like a big table decorated with flowers, bread, coffee, or whatever the person that is dead used to like. And they think that on that day, that person is going to come back from the dead. In Japan, there's a Bon Festival, or the Festival of Lanterns. Many people mistaken about it that it has a Japanese origin, but actually stems from China and blended in with Japanese culture gradually.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. Remember me, don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me.
Hey, Have you guys seen the movie called Coco? That was really fantastic, and you must not miss that.
Of course, it has a really good reputation on all those social medias. I've watched it like 3 times in the theater.
Really? I haven't had any free time recently. Tell me about it.
Well, it's about a little boy's adventure in a traditional Mexico festival called the Day of the Dead, and the plot was really fascinating. You don't want us to spoil it for you.
The Day of the Dead? Is it like the tomb sweeping day in China? You know, we would commemorate our ancestors on that day and have an outing in the country to welcome spring.
It's similar, but the slight difference lies in that the musical festival lasts for days and people will celebrate it with day and night, dancing and singing. But I think it's good for the spirit of the dead to come back and unite with the living.
Yeah, but the intention is totally the same thing, never forgetting our families, because death is not the end, forgetting is.
So, the Qingming holidays, what have you been doing? I went back home for ancestor worship and spent a pleasure but short sweet time with my family. Happy time always flies.
Well, I took the time for a short tour in Shanghai. But as an Asian student, I won't stay in China for so long, so I think better take any chance I have to learn more about China and see those cities I haven't seen.
Good for you. But I bet you must memorize your families in your heart. I also don't have time for going back home, so I burned some help money, which for Chinese, they think their past relatives will receive in the other world and make some praise.
Wow, it seems like you both have a rich holiday. Actually, I'm not really curious about the film, about the Day of the Dead, about how Mexicans celebrate it. I think I may watch it this weekend, but I have to finish my work first.
Yeah, don't get yourself too tired. There's a reason to make every festival 7 days of holidays, maintaining traditions for one thing, of course, but to give yourself a break also.
Yeah, give yourself some free time.
Thanks, guys. I'll try.
See ya. Remember me. Don't let it make you cry. For even if I'm far away, I hold you in my heart. I sing a secret song to you each night we are apart. Remember me. Though I have to travel far, remember me. Each time you hear a sad guitar, know that I'm with you, the only way that I can be. Until you're in my arms again, remember me. Recuérdame.
Recuérdame. Si en tu mente vivo estoy,
recuérdame.
Mis sueños yo te doy, te llevo en mi corazón y te acompañaré. Unidos en nuestra canción, contigo ahí estaré.
Recuérdame.
Si sola crees estar,
recuérdame.
Cantarte y abrazar, aún en la distancia nunca vayas a olvidar que yo contigo siempre voy. Recuérdame.
If you close your eyes and let the music play, keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. If you close your eyes and let the music play, keep our love alive, I'll never fade away. If you close your eyes and let the music play, keep our love alive, will never fade away. Remember me, for I will soon be gone. Remember me, and let the love we have live on. And know that I'm with you, the only way that I can be. So until you're in my arms,
thank you.
Okay, now welcome to our free talk. And the Qingming Festival has just passed, and the Labor Day is just coming. Do you remember that years ago we have a 7-day holiday for Labor Day, but now we have shorter holidays in China. For example, we have Qingming Festival and Duanwu Festival and the Labor Day together for 7 days. How do you think about that?
I love the shorter one, mm-hmm. because if we have a 7-day holiday and you end up the holiday and come back to the desperate life. But if you have a 3-day more holiday, like now we came back to school after the Qingming holiday, and we know the horrible news that we are going to have the midterm exams, but we will think about our Labor Day holiday, and my life will be filled of hope.
So what about you?
Well, actually, I think it depends. For example, if I want to arrange for some long-term holiday plans, then I prefer the 7 days, past way how we celebrate the Labor Day. But right now, we only have like 3-day holidays. And if I want to go someplace far away, that could be quite impossible.
Yeah.
Yes. So, when I am faced with some tense and stressful daily life, then I might prefer the short holidays, because I knew there's always some something to looking forward to.
Yeah.
So really, it depends.
I prefer the shorter one because I'm that kind of person who loves the new things. For example, if I have a 7-day holiday, then the first day I'm happy, and the second day and after I will get very bored. And I think
maybe you should try to travel.
Yeah. I think, for example, if I have a long time plan for my 7-day holiday, then I won't carry it out for that long. Yeah, so I prefer shorter one. And I think if I wanted to travel, for example, during the Qingming Festival, I travel. Yeah, I travel to Wuhan, and I think it's very good because although it's very far away and it takes a lot of time for me to get there, but
by train or by plane?
By railway.
How long?
About 5 hours.
5 hours.
Yeah.
Okay.
And come and back, it all takes 10 hours for me. But I think, if you just travel there for 2 days, and you will feel with happiness and some grand new feelings. But if you travel for 7 days, you will get bored and feel it's not that good, maybe. Actually, I'm that kind of person. Yeah.
But you think if you have a 7-day holiday like last year,
you can go travel abroad.
And yes, but also I go to somewhere and I can also visit the surrounding cities.
Yes.
I think it's really horrible if I fly a long way to some place far away and I just only stay in the city for 2 days. That would be a pity. I don't want to spend next 5 hours or more to go to that place by train or something.
Sounds reasonable. What about you?
Here in China, I think I'll prefer the shorter ones. But if it's my country, I'll prefer one that will have maybe the 7 days of the days all together. Yeah, reason is here in China, I think there's a lot of stress. So any number of holidays is very necessary. So even if it's 2 today, then next week 2, another 2, it's still okay. Because like you said, if I have the whole of them, might just know how to spend the 2 days. The rest, it will be boring for me.
Yeah.
So, here, I think I prefer the one that now we have the 3 ones. So, I think I also have in my mind there's another one coming in the future.
So, what did you do on the last teaming festival?
Yeah, I just went with some of my colleagues. There were some foreign people also living here in China, workplace and everything. We went to Chaoyang Park because it was sunny, so we spent kind of camping, had some beds and everything, spent about 5 or 4 hours and thereabout. Also a time for me to, for the first time here in Beijing, I had to stay outside without my jacket. Because most times, there is something like you have to do something and all that, and rarely have time to see friends. But that period, maybe we are free, so we could arrange. You don't have work, you don't have school, so we can arrange ourselves to come together and spend some time together. So just a get together, outdoor camping at the park here.
Why don't you travel to another city just like her?
Yeah, just like what the Coco says. The thing.
I'm not Coco.
Alice.
Just like Alice said earlier, the days are very short, so I think I will not enjoy it if I go for a trip. So, best is sweet. This is my time I have here in Beijing. I've not seen everywhere in Beijing, so a little time. I think it's better I spend it here in Beijing. Then if it's a long break I have, maybe I can go to other parts of the country or something outside.
What might the holidays be like in your country? More long holidays or more shorter ones?
You have more of the shorter ones? Yeah? I have not checked it, actually. I'm not sure, but we have different kinds of holidays anyway. Some of them, maybe the government might bring it up. Like, back in my country, it's not really like here in China that we already know the days that are holidays. In our country, sometimes something might just come up and the government will just put their holidays in so-and-so days, so it's not as fixed as it's here in China. So I cannot really say, have a calendar, I really know today, 17th is holiday, 18th is holiday. There might come a time and then I just tell you, okay, from 20th to 25th is holidays, and everybody goes on as for holidays. So it's not very so. I've not checked the one that is long and one that is short. But the fixed ones like the national days, the labor days, and the children's days, and I think there are the major ones and maybe one or two other ones. Those ones, they're already packaged programs for them. So people have to, maybe back in the country, children will go for marching. I don't know whether, I'm not sure they do it here. So just like the soldiers, they will go for marching and go to a park or to a very big field, and parents will be there. The teachers and all that, there are different programs for that. So it's not when these holidays have been taking place, everybody just go on their own, go stay in their house and say, okay, now it's holidays. So on the holidays, actually, we are meant to be doing something. So there's a program organized for it and people partake in it. So after that, you can go back to your home and spend the rest of the holidays.
Yeah.
Depends on how it falls in. But the one we usually spend together is usually something like the National Day and maybe the Labor's Day. Then the children's day are very important for the children because they have to do different programs for them. So they don't spend it at home. They spend it together. So it can be a place you see up to 500 children at one place doing different stuffs because it's their holiday. Yeah.
Yes. I think we celebrate the Children's Day in the same way, right? Back to our primary school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't have a clear memory of that.
Yeah, because my birthday is just a Children's Day. Yeah, and I don't remember that during my first day we have a holiday or?
No, not a holiday. Uh-huh. The school always like take the half like take the afternoon off. You can go celebrate.
You made me remind of when I was in the primary school, and our teacher made the school's playground as a museum park for us, and our parents act as the, how to say, the assistants. Mm-hmm. And they act as assistants to help you to play with the games and give you some little gift as a Children's Day gift. Uh-huh. Yes, something like that.
Maybe the school will have some activities for you.
I always have a question. Uh-huh. Why the children got to celebrate their Children's Day, but we couldn't celebrate the Youth Day?
I don't know. But actually, we don't celebrate the Youth Day. Yes. It is said that it is supposed to be a holiday and we will have a half day off.
Why?
But why? There's no holiday. The first year when I entered the university before the 4th of May, we did think that our teacher will release this news to us, and in the morning said we're going to have a day off in the afternoon, but it certainly does not.
That's weird.
when is the Youth Day here in China?
The 4th of May.
So it's coming next month then?
Yes, but we don't celebrate that.
Yes, it's just a normal day.
So every youth in their mind, you just know, today is my day. Today is our day.
Well, I think it has actually come from a historical event.
Yes.
Back in the history.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
But for, I don't know what reason, we just don't celebrate that.
But is there any activities that backs it up? Maybe like the children?
Maybe like, there's some like a speech contest?
Yes,
and you may need to write a conversation for that, but we just don't celebrate for the most of us.
Yes. The Youth Day is established because of a happy thing. No, it's not a happy thing. So it's not like it's not like to raise attention for everybody to say that we youth is growing up, not that like the children. No, it's just a memory of a certain event.
Yes, but I think it is a symbol of the independent minds, because back at that time they are fighting for something. For maybe there's
more history. Now we couldn't say the word.
Okay, that's all about our free talk today. And goodbye.
Bye.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。